Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm going to do something to government. I'm going to make it simpler and smaller and smarter, getting rid of programs, turning programs back to states, and finally making government itself more efficient. I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. It is a moral imperative for America to stop spending more money than we take in. It's killing jobs, and it's keeping our kids from having the bright prospects they deserve. The experience of balancing budgets is desperately needed in Washington, and I will take it there.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
That's Mitt Romney's latest ad, not an attack on the president or on his fellow candidates. Just a simple, straightforward outline of what he plans to do if he's elected president of these United States. The GOP race is where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Mike Huckabee about his take on the upcoming primaries, the Republican field of candidates, and who he thinks will win the nomination.
Handicap the race for us. Tell us who you think the front runner is right now. Who do you think is fading? Who do you think is coming along?
Well, Ron Paul has an exceptional organization there, and it very well could be that he could end up winning because of the extraordinary devotion of his followers. And I've often said, Chris, he's got people that would walk over broken glass for him, and they'd break the glass just to be able to say they did it. So watch out for Ron Paul. But here's the other one. Mitt Romney could win the Iowa caucuses if the vote splinters among a lot of the conservatives who haven't yet made up their mind. The third surprise, Rick Santorum, I believe, is being greatly underestimated in this race. I believe he will be the surprise candidate, not necessarily to win it, but to be in the top three or four when people don't expect him to be.
All right. If you had to pick a winner right now, and I know we're 9 days out, who would it be?
I would probably say that Mitt Romney will end up winning it today. Now, I think, again, Ron Paul, because of his organization, could, and where that's where Mitt is really at a disadvantage. He doesn't have the devotion. If the weather is good, Mitt Romney is in better shape. If the weather is bad and it's real tough to get out, Ron Paul will win.
That is really interesting. All right, you've given us a lot to chew on. Let's break it down a little bit. As you have said, today, and you've said for some period of time, you think that Rick Santorum is going to surprise people, even if he doesn't win, that he's going to outperform expectations. He had a couple of big endorsements from evangelical leaders this week. On the other hand, I want to put up a poll, which may sort of contradict what people's perceptions are. The Washington Post asked likely caucus goer what their biggest concern is. 38% said the economy and jobs, 28% the federal deficit, 15% social issues. In these tough times, are social issues less important to Iowa voters than they have been in the past?
Well, they may not be front and center, Chris, but they're still important. You take a real strong pro-life voter, they may still be focused on jobs and the economy. But a deal killer for them is someone who is squishy on the issue of the sanctity of life. That's important. And it's a non-negotiable. So while they're going to vote maybe their pocketbooks, they are not going to step over their pocket and vote against their core principles when it comes to the issue of life or marriage or some others. And that's why some of these endorsements that Santorum has are pretty significant.
One name that we haven't mentioned so far is Newt Gingrich, who a week or so ago was the front runner in the Iowa polls. He has been hit. When I was out in Iowa for the Sioux City debate, you couldn't turn on the TV and fail to see a negative ad bashing Newt Gingrich as a Washington insider or a serial hypocrisy. And he has in the last week been fading a bit in the polls. The conventional wisdom, Governor, has been that negative ads backfire in Iowa. Not this time?
Well, not this time, not any time. That's pretty much nonsense. Everybody likes to say that, especially if you're the object of those ads, because you know you want them to stop, so you say those are going to backfire. But the truth is negative ads continually are used because they work. Now, they work over a period of time. They don't work the first day they're out. And what they do, they cast doubts. It doesn't just change someone's mind immediately. But if you're soft on a candidate and every day you get pounded with about 20 messages telling you that the guy you think you might want to vote for has a lot of problems, it's easier to switch horses at that point. That's what's happening to Newt. I mean, Newt's a good candidate. He's had a great message. But he has been pounded by Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and pretty much anybody who has 15 cents to go buy part of an ad.
Up next, more on the GOP race, including some big problems for Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry. Up next on the radio.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free. It's self-cleaning. And if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this here one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, we no more get off the train, and we was ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we are. When it come time to leave, and we started through, and when we came up, all we had to do was make one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and if we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. So we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Talk Radio in Review, and we get started in this early part of the week with the presidential race. From CNN, Ali Velshi talks to political analyst Will Cain and Kiki McLean about Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry failing to qualify to be in the primaries, including the state of Virginia.
Virginia. I mean, we're talking about Iowa and New Hampshire, but I just want to stop and go to Virginia for a second, because something happened in Virginia that is very interesting.
Right.
A number of candidates didn't make it onto the ballot, and I just thought it was a foregone conclusion that if you're running for these things, you have the operation that meets the needs of the state to get on the ballot. But they had 10,000 signatures, and they had 400 that come from each of the districts within, and Gingrich in particular didn't make it.
Not only Gingrich, but Rick Perry as well. When you look at the rules for Virginia, you would say something's up, something's not right. Five of the seven GOP candidates aren't going to be on the ballot. Yeah. Only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul are on the ballot. But that being said, look, the rules were in place 4 years ago. You had luminaries like Fred Thompson making the ballot, Dennis Kucinich on the Democratic side. So look, the rules have been in place. And so if you're Newt Gingrich, the rules are the rules. If you have an organization, you should be able to make the ballot. I mean, I think it's somewhat embarrassing.
What do you think, Kiki? Does that say something about, I mean, is Virginia just not a priority for them, or does it say something about their level of organization for all these other candidates?
It says a lot about their level of organization, and you've got a record of Newt Gingrich actually touting that he'll get on the ballot in Virginia and blowing it. But here's what's really rotten about it for these two candidates, in particular Perry and Gingrich, when you look up and say, well, we're going to just bypass Virginia if that had been part of the strategy. But the reality is you're going into the week of Iowa and New Hampshire, and you have a lot of undecided voters in both of those places who now look up and say, what's the point? It would be a wasted vote. We don't even know if these guys can compete, literally, if they'll be allowed to compete to get enough delegates. So it's a real kind of sitting weight on them
yeah.
as they go into Iowa and New Hampshire, and that's the bigger problem for both of them. Although they're a good pile of delegates at the delegate-rich state in Virginia for Republicans.
Yeah, but you know, Paul Steinhauser made this comment earlier that while we look at all these states individually and what they're going to do, the fact is momentum does matter. So what happens in Iowa will have an impact in New Hampshire and will have an impact going on, but this might be a reverse impact. If somebody knows these candidates are not on the ballot in Virginia, they may say, let me put my ballot somewhere. In fact, Newt Gingrich is not taking this lightly. His response to this, he posted on Facebook, it was his campaign director who posted on Facebook, Newt and I agree. The analogy is December 1941. We've experienced an unexpected setback, but we will regroup and refocus with increased determination, commitment, and positive action. So they know they're in trouble. Let's take a look, Will, at this new Boston Globe poll about New Hampshire now. It shows Romney still holding a very strong lead, 39% there, and then Gingrich, Ron Paul tied at 17. Huntsman, who has put all his energies into New Hampshire at 11, which is the highest he is anywhere. Now I want to just take you over to Iowa because that's the first race. Let's look at an American Research Group poll. Very different story. Ron Paul on top, 21%. Romney at 20%. Gingrich at 19%. And then Perry Bachman, Huntsman, Santorum. My Huntsman's picked up ahead of Santorum there as well. What do these two polls tell you, if anything?
I think very different. First of all, Iowa, the difference between the leader and what fifth place is 21 to 8%. I really think Iowa's a jump ball, and it's a little bit like being a meteorologist. You're putting a lot of reputation and predicting power into one day, a day that I don't think is going to end up mattering that much. Who the winner is will not predict who the nominee is for the Republican Party. And I'll say this, I don't even think it's going to predict who the loser is. I don't know that it will winnow the field. Now, New Hampshire is interesting and different. I think one thing it says is, the inevitability, I've talked to you about it, that was sensed around Mitt Romney, is slowly turning into acceptance, simply because all the other rivals are unacceptable.
ABC's Dean Harris talked to political analysts Matthew Dowd and James Carville about Gingrich not being on the ballot in Virginia and what that may mean for his campaign.
You said last Friday, don't count Newt Gingrich out, but that was before he failed to get on the ballot there in Virginia and then before his campaign. Analogize that failure to the Pearl Harbor tragedy in which some 2,400 people were killed. So what about now, Matthew?
Well, I think Newt has a great capacity to be forgiven in this time, and he's got a thick Teflon on him that the other candidates who dropped off didn't. Michelle Bachman, Rick Perry, and Herman Cain all dropped, went to single digits, and never came back. Keep in mind, Newt Gingrich is tied nationally in the polls, and he's been in four straight polls tied nationally. I think this race right now, unless somebody changes the dynamic in Iowa, is a race between Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich, all of whom have tremendous baggage and all of whom a majority of Republicans have worries about, but it's going to be one of the three of those.
James, what do you think? How does this hurt? How does this hurt Newt?
How does it hurt? Well, first of all, he's not on the ballot in Virginia, which in a close race could actually mean something. Secondly, it's probably indicative of something else, that they weren't prepared for this, they weren't able to do this. And, you know, it's a story that sort of steps on stuff. But I think Matthew is right. He has shown some pretty remarkable resilience here. And all three of these guys have baggage, and it's not the carry-on kind of baggage. This is the kind of stuff you got to check. It's a lot of baggage.
Meanwhile, James, as Matthew said, with the Iowa vote just days away, it seems that the frontrunners in the state don't match up with the national polls. What does it say to you, then, that Ron Paul continues to sit atop a lot of polls in that state despite those racially divisive newsletters that he profited from that bore his name in the 80s and 90s?
Well, I was always, you know, going for some particularly conservative candidates. I remember that Pat Robinson did very well there, but Huckabee did, and, you know, not ended up winning the nomination. But it's not surprising. I mean, Paul's message is really focused. Now, those newsletters are some pretty nasty stuff in there. Now, I don't know how much that's going to hurt him with his core base, but it's certainly, I think, disqualified for him to ever be president of the United States.
Matthew, Ron Paul, does he still feel like a front runner to you in the state?
Well, in Iowa, I think, because he's one of the only candidates out there that is high enough in the polls and has enough passion behind him. It's interesting, these Republican voters are both looking for somebody that's authentically conservative and speaks their mind, but is also competent and they can see in the White House. Each of the three candidates, Gingrich, Romney, and Paul, have difficulties on those. But right now, Paul has the authenticity, even if some people don't like where he stands, and he's got the passion. And for an Iowa caucus where a little over 100,000 people will vote, that is the main thing. That is the main thing, passion.
As we keep moving along, more on Gingrich's problems in Virginia, plus the return of an old problem for Ron Paul when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
The
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television are in the focus. We're talking about the GOP presidential race. Here are radio host Doug McKelvin and Debbie Monterey talking to Washington correspondent Paul Brandis about Newt Gingrich failing to qualify for the ballot in Virginia.
Newt Gingrich had failed to make the cut and isn't going to be on the ballot in that state. That's not good news for the candidate.
Well, I think we talked about this on a prior occasion. Gingrich does not have the organization or, frankly, the money. He's down to about $300,000, so he does not have the wherewithal to get on the ballot here. I think he blew it in Missouri, your state, as well. And that's big trouble for him because these states, after April 1st, I think the primaries are winner take all. Prior to that, it's proportionate delegates. So Gingrich is in big trouble. If he can't get on these ballots, how on earth is he supposed to win the nomination? He's never really explained that. And that just shows how good, you know, the Romney campaign is. They've got everything completely buttoned down. They've been working on this for months and months and months, and Gingrich thinks he can just parachute in at the last minute and everything's going to be great. Well, he's got another thing coming. So Gingrich, I think, is in a big trouble here.
Well, and that leads us into next week and Iowa. You know, as you are watching things play out, who do you think is leading the pack there at this point and who might be a surprise for us?
Well, I think that people keep talking about the Ron Paul is really just making a big surge here with his, you know, this Tea Party talk, and a lot of his appeal is towards these right-wing Christian voters that make up a fair portion of the electorate there. So I think that Ron Paul is really going to do pretty well. He has no hope of winning the nomination, but, boy, his surge in Iowa, I think, is going to be pretty interesting, but is that really such a big deal, winning Iowa? Maybe we should ask President Mike Huckabee, who won 4 years ago. I'm not quite sure that it means all that much. After that, of course, we move on to New Hampshire, where delegates are actually awarded, and Mitt Romney, I think, is going to crush everybody there.
Here's radio host Garrett Quinn talking to James Kirkchick from the New Republic about the resurfacing story he broke several years ago about Ron Paul and the so-called racist slant in his newsletters.
The original story was published in January of 2008 in the New Republic. It is called Angry White Man, the Bigoted Pastor Von Paul. You can find it at the New Republic's website, which is tnr.com. Jamie, the newsletter over the years has been called a number of different things: Ron Paul's Freedom Report, Ron Paul Political Report, the Ron Paul Survival Report. And it generally seems to all... There's no byline to anything. It's always sort of just written. It's often written in the first person. But Paul says he didn't write these things. He didn't write them. But there's also conflicting things that occasionally he did write them. Shouldn't this guy have come up with some type of response to this by now? These have been brought up in his previous presidential campaign.
Right.
Wouldn't a well-prepared and well-planned campaign have come up with a professional response to deal with this?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two explanations to this. Either Ron Paul did write them or was intimately involved in their production, in which case he is a racist and is manifestly unfit to be president of a very diverse, racially diverse country. Or you take his own explanation and that of his defenders, which is that he had no idea, he never read them, and he didn't know what was going on, in which case they would have us believe that a man who was incapable of managing a monthly newsletter with six employees is somehow qualified to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
So I find that a pretty self-negating defense. And it's also not true, because you've now seen over the past week, three videos have emerged, one from 1987, two from 1995, when the newsletters were being published and the worst stuff was being published under his name. He's talking about the newsletters in his videos. So he's clearly aware of these newsletters. And as Reason Magazine reported right after my original story came out in 2008, they obtained tax records from 1 year, from 1993, in which they found that Ron Paul and Associates, which was the company that published the newsletter, earned almost $1 million. So if we extrapolate that over the course of the entire existence of these newsletters, Ron Paul was making millions of dollars off these things. So it's impossible to believe that he didn't know about their existence.
Up next, our gears will head us to the payroll tax cut debate. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arnon Roley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's cab. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in the camp kitchen. And it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, welcome back. We are now going to put our attention on the payroll tax cut debate. While the deal was made on the two-month extension, still plenty of arguing and finger-pointing going on. Candy Crowley on CNN talked to Senator Dick Lugar of Indiana about the infighting among Republicans that still is going on.
Let me talk a little bit about this new deal that has been made for a two-month extension of the payroll tax cut. Here's something that Kevin Brady, who is a congressman from Texas, had to say. In the end, House Republicans felt like they were reenacting the Alamo with no reinforcements and our friends shooting at us. You were among the friends shooting at the House saying, pass this two-month thing. We need it done. Do you feel as though you undercut House, particularly House Tea Party members who wanted to have this fight?
No, I don't think so. I think that Mitch McConnell, our Senate leader, offered an avenue of approach that said this is a serious business. We ought to talk about a year solution, but this is not likely to be resolved in the next few days. In the meanwhile, wage earners all over America will see the tax holiday go, quite apart from those who are unemployed on unemployment compensation or the doctors in Medicare. In other words, the implications of this. So why don't we, as a matter of fact, talk for a period of time, but do so after the 1st of January?
Right. But, you know, most people look up and say, good heavens, you've been talking about this for months. And nothing got resolved. In fact, it was about a 3 or 4 week discussion where nobody could come together on anything other than a 2 month temporary fix. What makes you think at the end of February you can get some kind of deal going?
I think it'll be very difficult. As the Committee of 12 found, it was very difficult, even if the objective was to reduce the deficits and the problems of our our balance of payments, and we just simply find this difficult to do in this context, but not impossible. Now, one factor that led the Senate to come to a conclusion was the Keystone Pipeline. I offered legislation.
Which is, just for our viewers, yes, the pipeline from Canada down to Texas, yes, that would be built through Indiana, among other places,
exactly,
should create some jobs as they build it. And
well, at least 20,000 new jobs, $6.5 billion of investment by the Canadians, and much more oil independence for the United States. A real winner. But President Obama, because of environmentalists surrounding the White House, apparently had literally said, we won't do anything until 2013. And I said, that's unsatisfactory. You've got to make a decision in the next 60 days. And we attached that then to this this holiday, tax holiday. Well, that did light up some Republicans who said, by golly, we do need to do this. And as a matter of fact, Democrats said we need it too. In other words, there are ways sometimes where the thing is insoluble, but you inject other elements and they're good for the country.
In a talk radio interview, Jonathan Allen from Politico.com addresses how the deal on the extension finally came about.
I think the big backstory here is ultimately that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, was able to get to a point where he felt comfortable that he could sort of raise the white flag and surrender on an issue that has been really hurting the Republican Party in the court of public opinion. This is something where leaders in Washington among Republicans understood the dynamics, that the president had a very strong issue from the start, that people would want to see the payroll tax cut extended, that unemployment benefits at a time of deep economic pain and uncertainty were something that have some political popularity, and of course doctors don't want to see their Medicare reimbursement rate slashed. I think the political leadership in Washington understood that, but the rank and file Republicans didn't really think this was really a matter of Boehner waiting for his caucus, at least some of his caucus, to catch up with him on the politics of it. As far as behind the scenes, I know that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke to Boehner on Thursday morning. And also spoke to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on Thursday morning. McConnell wanted to see a unanimous consent deal struck like the one that's going to happen in the House so that the bill could come back to the Senate and move on to the President. And the pain that Republicans in the Senate were feeling as a result of their being transitive of House Republicans would come to an end. McConnell basically told Boehner that he was going to come out and call on the House to pass a short-term extension and at the same time call on Reid to appoint conferees to try to settle a one-year payroll tax holiday dispute. So they're trying to do both the short-term now and sort of set the groundwork for the year-long deal that the president has been seeking.
More opinion and discussion. Your calls on the payroll tax cut extension when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mammy-jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mammy-jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us. Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
As the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves ahead, we're turning our attention to the discussion of the payroll tax cut and how that got resolved sort of last week. Here is radio host Greg Garrison with Congressman Dan Burton of Indiana. Burton doesn't think this particular tax cut is a good idea, and it ought to have been left just to expire.
There is the most underfunded, the most challenged, the most endangered benefit that American citizens have coming from their government, and they're going to intentionally underfund it some more for a year. I can't, it astonishes me, I'm slack-jawed, that one Republican would think that that was a good idea. And now we're arguing about how much of a bad thing we're going to get instead of a good one versus a bad one. Why does anybody think that cutting the payroll tax is a good idea?
Well, the payroll taxes had already been cut during the Bush administration. This was an extension of the payroll tax cut.
He had a lousy idea, too, then.
Well, it was an extension, and there was a big argument in the conference about the money that was being, to continue the tax cuts, was coming out of the money that would go into the Social Security Trust Fund. And that was a big argument, and there were some, probably split somewhere down the middle, that said, we shouldn't do it. We should let them expire so the money goes into the trust fund. And the other said, if we do that in an economic downturn like we're in, you're going to take, even though it's only $20 or $30 or $40 a month out of somebody's check, it's going to have, when you add that to all the households in the country, it would have a big impact on the economy and the unemployment picture. And so it was a catch-22 situation. In addition to that, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have additional fees that are going to be added to them for about 10 years to pay for these 2 months of the benefits being extended.
Explain what those are. What's happening there?
Well, there's just some fees that are being attached to when people go to get a mortgage that's going to be guaranteed through Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. It's a mess. We ought to go back to the private sector dealing with these mortgages instead of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, which can't even handle a bottle of milk.
They'll get it back. They'll give it back to us in our payroll taxes and take it from us in our mortgage payment.
Well, for people that are getting new mortgages, you're gonna.
It's a great way to stimulate the economy.
Listen, I have no doubt that the American people are listening to this program right now are saying, "My God, what are we going to do?" And if they think
they're also saying, "Who's going to do it?"
Well, you've got a split legislative branch. You've got a president that wants to raise taxes and have more agencies controlling our lives. He believes in socialism. We said that before. And so you're going to have a lot. You're going to have gridlock, and you're going to have a lot of things happening that aren't pretty over the next year. That's why this election coming up is very important. You've got to have people in there that are going to want to do the things that are necessary to get this economy back on track. And I hope people don't get confused by all this, that they say, you know, it doesn't matter who's there, because it does matter.
Here's host John McDonald with ABC's David Curley about the fallout Speaker Boehner is getting over the agreement.
How bad was Speaker Boehner's whatever? I mean, he really botched this, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He really put himself in a corner. In fact, I was at the White House briefing earlier this week, and I asked Jay Carney, I said, you know, Speaker Boehner's in a corner politically. He's painted in a corner. Isn't there anything the president can do to help him get out of that corner? And as Carney said, Mr. Boehner can take care of himself. Well, the only way he could take care of himself was to capitulate, basically, and you know, try and get some cover, saying, oh, we made some minor changes and we're going to do this when we come back, and bite the bullet and sign the deal. And there are a lot of Republicans who are really not happy on both sides with John Boehner. The Tea Party folks are livid with him that he didn't keep the line in the sand, and there are a lot of other Republicans saying, why did you just hand this victory to the president?
But how come,
John? We get to do it all over again here in about 5-6 weeks.
And yes, and then it's going to go by in lightning speed. But the thing is, how come the senators didn't get any grief for just saying, here's the bill, take it or leave it, we're leaving town?
Well, they did get some grief by the House Republicans, who said, you know, come back, let's negotiate. I mean, you know, they mostly tried to give the grief to the Democrats who run the Senate. You know, Boehner did a little photo op during the week where they sat at the conference table with his conferees all on one side. The other side was completely empty because the senator had gone home. And quite honestly,
the old empty chair shot.
Right, right. And quite honestly, though, most of Boehner's members have gone home as well. the way of Washington.
Yeah. So now everybody's sort of happy for the time being. But in less than 2 months, they're going to be right back at it.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting, John. You know, Boehner did take a hit, and those Tea Party freshmen are very angry with him.
For not holding out, holding tough and saying,
forget it, we're going to let it expire, and let them come back and not give the president a victory. So how much will that affect Boehner's leadership within the Republican conference? That'll be something to watch. The other thing is, those guys and women from the Tea Party side are not going to want to flip again. So they're going to put even more pressure on Boehner to do something.
Yeah.
And then you have the whole other side of the Republicans who are saying, listen, we just got our head handed to us. Let's not give this to the president again. Just do it quietly, get it over with, and let's go on.
Yeah.
And I
got
to say, I was at a White House briefing, when was it? A week ago today, actually. And, you know, they are happy to have this debate again next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they know that they beat them about the head with this one, and they're happy to do it all over again and say, you don't want to cut taxes for keep taxes low for the middle class in an election year? They think they have a winning argument. It's going to be interesting to see whether the Republicans are able to kind of box in the Tea Party type and say, listen, we're not doing this again. We're getting this over. We're extending it for a year. It's over. Now let's go beat the president in the election.
Betty, a talk radio caller in Long Island, who thinks we're going to keep seeing this kind of bickering in Washington until we start over.
First of all, what's going to happen in 2 months? When are they going to start this meeting and getting together? After they get back, it's not until the middle of January for the senators who get 4 weeks vacation, 5 weeks vacation. And we're going to start all over again with the same people arguing and fighting back and forth. And will it get done? I don't think so. So the people out there that call up and complain about not getting their breaks and whatnot, all of you people get what you deserve. You vote these people in, and this is what happens. I hope in the coming election year that they start getting rid of some of these people, and we can start all over again, because God knows we need the help.
Up next, the protesters are here front and center on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, with our continuing focus on what the YAC is about, the protest movement. Here's talk host John Caldera with kind of an interesting look at the lawsuit maybe filed by the city of Los Angeles against the protesters to pay for damages caused by their ongoing occupation.
Los Angeles may sue Occupy Los Angeles themselves for the financial damages. The L.A. city attorney is considering a lawsuit against the Occupy L.A. protesters to reimburse the city for damage caused during the occupation of City Hall's lawn. Quote, the city is contemplating any and all of its options, said their chief deputy. The two-month encampment cost the city, get this, at least $2.35 million. That's not counting the repairs to the lawn and the fountain outside City Hall, according to a report issued Friday. Much of that cost, more than $1.7, will be added to the growing pool of red ink in this city's budget. The Occupy bills will increase the anticipated $72 million shortfall over the next 6 months. Isn't that wonderful? So these are the guys who want to help society by putting government in the red. Quote, in isolation, this cost is manageable. But in the context of a $72 million problem, it only made our challenge bigger, said the top budget analysis. This is great. Now, the L.A. Police Department, which raided the camp November 30th, arrested nearly 300 people, spent an estimated $1.2 million in overtime pay. So who are they going to sue? The actual protesters. This could be glorious. Of course, they have no money. I doubt this is going to happen, but how wonderful that is. Here's the lesson. The lesson is simple. Mayors, learn quickly. If you shut these protests down at the beginning, they would save your city millions of dollars. The kind of waiting and see, this kind of, we don't want to be mean to those nice kids. And even Hickenlooper did that here. Cost us millions. You know, they have these laws for a reason. And when people break the laws, often they're arrested. That's why I think L.A. should have done what every city should have done. Arrested them the first night.
Here's radio man Matt Patrick talking to Randall Caledan, an attorney representing a Houston protester, who says his client shouldn't be charged since others who have protested using similar methods outside of abortion clinics have had their cases dismissed.
At what point are the Occupy Houston protesters going to realize that the court of public opinion has turned on them and it might be time to give this up?
The court of public opinion has not turned on only certain sudden segments of society, and charging people with this felony certainly was outrageous. As a matter of fact, there were certain pro-life or anti-abortion protesters that were arrested for the same exact thing who had their cases dismissed. And of course, we should not say what people can protest and what people cannot protest. This is an outrageous thing, these felonies, when in fact most of the other protesters were arrested for a Class B misdemeanor. So we're not talking so much about whether they can protest or not, but you know, will they be charged?
Well, let's break it down, and I'm not an attorney, you are, but let's break it down. The protesters were blocking a road that led into the port of Houston. They were using what the police say was a criminal instrument, and what this instrument was lengths of PVC pipe that was used to link the arms of the protesters to prevent the police from putting the handcuffs on them, right?
Totally and wholly incorrect. First of all, there are many entrances to this Port of Houston. I actually live over here. I see all these entrances. So it was very little disruption whatsoever. Furthermore, the criminal instrument case law clearly says a couple things. One is that it must be absolutely necessary to have the instrument to commit the crime. Here, the alleged crime was obstruction of a roadway. And as a matter of fact, many people were already arrested for obstruction of a roadway, so it doesn't apply. Thirdly, these criminal instrument statutes are aimed at people before they commit any crime, and if they do commit a crime such as obstruction of a roadway, then you're supposed to arrest them for that under the case law. So I know I hate to put people with the law, but that is the law. And no matter what you think of these protesters, they have a right to do so under the Constitution. As I mentioned, the pro-life anti-abortion protesters.
Well, now let's Randall. The pro-life. Protesters, anti-abortion protesters, I'm sure we're not laying in the middle of the road with PVC pipe around their arms. So, I mean, let's compare.
What they were doing is they chained themselves and used locks and chains to chain themselves to certain facilities, and I certainly say that they should be able to do that without being charged with criminal instrument. Eventually, that case was dismissed when the 14th Court of Appeals saw what the case was about, and so everybody should have this right to protest, whether they're on the left, whether they're on the right, or whether they're in the middle.
Find out more about all of the items in this hour on the Countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at Doug Stephan, Stephan, DougStephan.com.
Hi.